This is Akashvani, the news read by Sarabjit Kaur. US President Donald Trump has announced that Iran and Israel have agreed to a complete and total ceasefire, which will come into effect in the coming hours. The announcement was made last night, shortly after Iranian attack on US airbase in Qatar. In a statement on Truth Social, Trump said the ceasefire would begin once both countries have wound down and completed their ongoing final missions. According to the statement, the ceasefire would be implemented in stages. He added that Iran will initiate the ceasefire, followed by Israel on the 12th hour, and upon the 24th hour, an official end to the 12-day war will be saluted by the world. The statement also noted that during each side's ceasefire period, the opposing side is expected to remain peaceful and respectful. Earlier last night, Iran launched ballistic missile attacks at the Al Udeid Air Base in Qatar, the largest US military installation in West Asia, in what Tehran described as retaliation for recent American bombings of its nuclear facilities. The primary target was Al Udeid, located southwest of Doha, but reports also indicate that Iran has targeted the An al-Assad base in Iraq. A US defense official confirmed that Al Udeid Air Base was attacked by short-range and medium-range ballistic missiles originating from Iran. More details from our correspondent.
US officials have confirmed that none of the ballistic missiles fired by Iran struck the Al Udeid Air Base in Qatar, a clear indication of the effectiveness of both intelligence and defensive systems in place. The missile attack, however, has drawn sharp condemnation from West Asia and beyond. Meanwhile, Qatar's Ministry of Interior has assured its residents that the security situation remains stable. The United States State Department also issued an updated travel alert for Kuwait, citing the volatile situation. The crisis has sent shockwaves in the aviation industry. Air India has announced the immediate suspension of all operations to West Asia. Vinod Kumar, Akashvani News, Dubai.
Meanwhile, Bahrain, Kuwait and the UAE have reopened their airspaces after temporarily closing them in response to Iran's ballistic missile attack on the airbase in Qatar. Global oil prices recorded their sharpest single-day decline in 5 years following Iran's attack on the Al Udeid airbase in Qatar. Oil prices tumbled over 6%, falling by $5 per barrel after Iran launched retaliatory strikes in response to US attacks on Iranian nuclear facilities. The oil market initially surged on weekend tensions but began selling off sharply. Iran's National Security Committee has approved the framework of a bill that would suspend cooperation with the International Atomic Energy Agency, deepening international concerns about nuclear oversight in West Asia. The proposed legislation, still awaiting full parliamentary approval, would halt the installation of monitoring equipment, inspections and reporting obligations until Iran deems its nuclear facilities secure. Under Operation Sindhu, a total of 290 Indian nationals and one Sri Lankan national who were evacuated from Mashhad arrived in New Delhi last evening on a special flight under Operation Sindhu. The External Affairs Ministry informed that with this, 2003 Indian nationals have been safely brought back from Iran so far. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the centenary celebration of the historic conversation between two of India's greatest spiritual and moral leaders, Sri Narayan Guru and Mahatma Gandhi, in New Delhi today. The historic conversation took place at Sivagiri Math on 12th March 1925 during Mahatma Gandhi's visit. It was centered around Vaikom Satyagraha, religious conversations, non-violence and abolition of untouchability, among other subjects. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast increase in rainfall activity with isolated heavy to very heavy falls over northwest India from tomorrow onwards. It said very heavy to extremely heavy rainfall is expected in Madhya Pradesh today. In Test cricket, India have set a target of 371 runs before England in the first match of the Anderson Tendulkar Trophy at Headingley, Leeds. Chasing the target, England were 21 without loss at stumps on day 4. And that is the end of this news bulletin.